You are listening to WRAK Atlanta 91.1 FM. It is shortly after midnight, Monday night, early Tuesday morning, and it is time to continue the John Cage series of shows that we've been doing. Started last night, continues tonight, and then tomorrow night, John Cage is a 20th century composer who requires a lot more words than I'm going to get into right now. He was born on September 5th, 1912. His 100th birthday is coming up Wednesday. And so there's a lot of recognition happening around the planet of John Cage. And we're joining in by spending some time this week with his material. We had a kind of an overview show Sunday at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the Sunday special time slot. You can go to WRAK.org and go to the schedule and click on that time slot, Sunday, 7 p.m., Sunday special, and you can listen to that show whenever you want. Of course, you don't want to listen to it right now because you listen to this. This is going to be just as good. So the Sunday night show was the overview. Then Sunday night, last night at midnight, we had about an hour of early Cage from like 1948 and earlier. And then also I threw in there some tribute albums that have been put together after he passed away in 1992. Tonight, I'm going to be featuring an album called Variations 4 from 1965. And then tomorrow night, there's two events happening here on WRAK at 10 p.m. in the live at WRAK time slot. We will have a live performance here on Georgia Tech campus on the usual Live at Rec stage, which is the under the couch venue on campus. And then at midnight, we'll have the last part of this series, which is we're going to play the album Indeterminacy in its entirety. That's from 1959. But for tonight, it's Variations 4. One more thing I should mention, if you go to WRAK.org, the lead post or story on that website is about this series, and in particular, linked in there are a couple real live events that are happening later this week, one on Wednesday night, and then a series happening at the Goat Farm Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. John Cage was all about the performance, the composition, the fact that you can't nail everything down perfectly. It's all subject to chance and variation. Pretty much his whole career is about that. And so you really need to actually go to an event to properly experience it. It's one thing to listen to records or even listen to me, but you really need to go to see a performance and see how they interpret it. So this piece we're going to be listening to is Variations 4. It's 1965. I'll talk more about the scoring later. You're going to hear an introduction here. This is from 1965, and this is from originally put out on vinyl. And you'll hear a man with a radio voice, much more sonorous than mine, giving you a little introduction about the piece. So I'm going to go ahead and let him do that. And this is 65 minutes long total. I'll get part of the way through it and then break in to talk a little bit about what you're hearing in case there's any late people tuning in and are just completely confused by what they're hearing. So here we go. Variations 4, 1965, John Cage.
In the grooves of this record is the sound of John Cage. John Cage, the avant-garde electronic composer, has been astounding audiences with such non-musical sounds such as sitting at a piano for 4 minutes presenting a silent sonata, designating the opening and closing of a movement by the act of opening and closing the keyboard cover on the piano, or by attaching a contact microphone to his Adam's apple and drinking a glass of water. Cage composes by chance, trying to bypass his own ego, taste, self, or whatever it might be called, to create musical happenings with a network of microphones that record and mix sounds such as a slicing of a carrot, a collision on a street, the closing of a door. This album, Variations 4, is the recording of a concert given by John Cage and his associate David Tudor at the Feigenbaumer Art Gallery on La Cienega Boulevard in Los Angeles. The evening started with the electronic equipment distributed throughout the gallery in two separate rooms. In each room was a complete sound unit consisting of amplifiers, speakers, record players, radio tuners, tape recorders, mixers, and so on. Many of the speakers and microphones were distributed in odd positions, such as the mic on the street in front of the entrance, so that the sound of the traffic could be inserted into the system at will. In each room was an operator under the personal supervision of either John Cage or his associate in this project, David Tudor. The systems were actuated, and the sounds which you are about to witness were the object of the concert. Listen closely, and you will hear the sounds of the audiences, as well as the tinkle of the glasses as the mic over the bar was in use. Records and previous recorded tapes, as well as radio broadcasts, are mixed in during the concert. As this project was such an overwhelming success, Mr. Cage has again presented another concert in New York City at the Lincoln Center Philharmonic Hall, this time a continuation titled Variation 5. The actuating of the sounds, however, were not personally controlled by Mr. Cage. Instead, he had a group of dancers under the direction of Merce Cunningham on stage, and as they danced about, their bodies interrupted many light beams, which in turn operated various electronic gadgetry producing the sounds. As John Cage has said, music is all around us, if only we had ears. There would be no need for concert halls if man could only learn to enjoy the sounds which envelop him. For example, at 7th and Broadway at 4 p.m. on a rainy day. So now, in 5 seconds, you will be transported to the Los Angeles famed Art Row, La Cienega Boulevard, to the Feigenbaumer Gallery, and the John Cage concert, Variations 4.
With the Symphony No. 5 in Blue Paprika by Schubert.
And then one evening my husband came home and told me that he had been to see a prostitute. He'd had a few to drink. No, he'd been out with a friend, and I think they'd been to a strip club, and one thing had led to another, and the friend suggested they went along to this lady, which they both did, and that is how I think it occurred. I tried very hard to forget this, but unfortunately I couldn't, and after about 6 months of attempting to, I'm afraid we both started to not particularly care about the marriage anymore. And this went on for, say, another 6 months, and then I decided to take a divorce proceeding.
I'm the guy. segrade och fick 3 poäng. Lars-Ole Nygren, blå, fick 2 poäng.
2 poäng, Dr. Davis.
There sounded the voice of Chopin again in a second prelude or etude, which was played through Kenke and came to an end. She had not at all. Then one step back or sideways, and the music began again as she went moving on before or after it. Only just moving, not pirouetting, or doing any of those things which Fanny would have certainly done and done very beautifully. She was speaking in her own language.
Which all, if you get him, Is this the first time you have loved?
Thank you. I myself could give you or take you by the hand and lead you to a dozen or more happily married lovers. People who've been good, keen lovers to begin with and a good, keen husband and wife adore each other. Where romance still carries on year after year.
Of course, one hopes and one knows there are
people. It is not unreal to be in love and stay in love and to have as a few rooms come to speak.
I love like novels, but I do sometimes like a little picture in the dialogue which shows that the author's mind is fresh.
You are listening to WREK Atlanta, 91.1 FM. We are in the middle of an album by John Cage, Variations 4. I should say a composition by John Cage. I guess he was involved in the performance as well. So this is a part of the special John Cage series that we're running for 3 days here on WREK. What you just heard was the first two tracks. Each of them are just excerpts from the evening. This is a performance, as you heard in the introduction at the very beginning, this was a performance that was conducted in Los Angeles in August 1965, and you just heard the first two tracks from the recording that was published. First track was just simply called Excerpts, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., and then the next track was Excerpts, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Based on that naming, it was a six-hour performance. I'm going to get right back into the album shortly. Two things I want to do here. First, there's a book by Richard Kostelanetz that somebody gave me as a source material for this show, and I'd read liner notes by this guy and another, and actually for the album that I'm playing tomorrow night, and it was really great. So it was kind of cool that this book fell into my hands. And so in the spirit of Cage and chance and indeterminacy, I found that randomly flipping through this book and just landing on a page, everything was really interesting. So I am going to random.org right now, and I'm generating a random number. And that number is 62. I'm turning to page 62, and I'm just going to read a little bit from whatever I find on page 62. It's being interviewed, I believe, by Richard Kostelanetz. So, interviewer says, Schoenberg later characterized you as an inventor of genius, and you rose to prominence with some intriguing works for bones, bottles, specially designed percussion instruments, and the prepared piano. Cage. Well, I have become convinced that everything has a spirit and that everything sounds. I became so curious about the world in which I lived, from the sonic point of view, that I began hitting and rubbing everything I came near whether I was in the kitchen or outdoors, and I gradually assembled a large collection of unconventional instruments. In 1938, Sevilla Fort, a magnificent black dancer choreographer in Bonnie Bird's company at the Cornish School in Seattle, was giving a dance program on Friday, and I was the only composer around. She asked me to make the music for her bacchanal. The space was small, and there was no room for percussion, only room enough for a grand piano. So I had to do something suitable for her on that piano. And that's what happened. She asked me on a Tuesday, I got to work quickly, and finished it by Thursday. Again, that's an excerpt from Richard Costellanet's book called Conversing with Cage. I'm going to get back into the album here. Again, this is John Cage's Variations 4 from 1965, performed in Los Angeles.
Thank you. give me the check, babe.
Thank you.
Laura felt his hot breath on her cheek as he ripped the thin silk from.
Thank you. give me the check, babe.
Thank you.
express ourselves to our people, to bear ourselves as if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for a thousand years, men will still say, this was their fighting time.
Deep into Nazi Germany plunged the racing columns of mechanized armies. And as they advanced, they tore aside veils that had shielded the West of Hitler's infamies from outside armies. A wave of horror swept across the civilized world when the armies of liberation reached the gates of Belsen, Auschwitz, Dachau. Out of the nightmare of those charnel houses, the living shells of decent men tottered into the arms of wives and mothers. And humanity bowed its head in prayer.
Listening to WREK Atlanta 91.1 FM, and we are most of the way through John Cage's album Variations 4 from 1965. The performance was August 1965 and composed a little bit earlier than that, like 1963. It's kind of describe a couple things about the composition. First of all, in his score, the instrumentation says, for any number of players, any sounds or combination of sounds produced by any means, with or without other activities. Duration indeterminate. There was a score. Conventional score would have staff notation and notes. This did not. It had, and anybody who's familiar with Cage already knows all this, but just if you're new to all this stuff, the way he composed it, the way the score worked was, it was a transparent piece of paper. When you buy, apparently when you buy music scores, there's transparent, translucent paper in there, or translucent plastic, I'm not really sure. And it's a single sheet, transparent sheet with, for this piece, two circles drawn on the sheet and seven points. Then the sheet is cut up, separating those markings. One of the circles is placed on a map. Is it on a map or in the actual room? Hold on, I'm reading the notes here. Yeah, it's placed on the map. So you have a map of the performance space. So Cage would need to see the space it was being performed in. And then he would place the one of the two drawn circles on a map of the performance space. And the other circle and the seven points, also cut out of that transparent sheet, would then be dropped on a map of that same performance space. And then the result would be a graphic representation of where the sounds may arise. Cage also indicated that sounds could be produced inside and outside the performance space. So clearly a lot is left up to the performers to interpret that. What you just heard were three more segments from that, from the album. Each of the six segments is an excerpt from one hour of the 6-hour performance. So we just heard excerpts from the 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. slot, and then 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. slot, and then also 11 to 12. So the last piece we'll hear is the 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. excerpts, and that'll complete it, another 15 minutes or so. If you go to WRAK.org, we have information about this series of shows. I talked at the beginning of tonight's segment about what all the different shows are, starting with last night, continuing tonight, and tomorrow night. And one thing I mentioned at the bottom was Cage's most famous, notorious piece, 4 minutes 33 seconds, which is a piece that simply, on its face, it's 4 minutes 33 seconds of silence, but it's not that simple. It's a performance where the musician performing it comes into the room, and originally it was a piano, comes into a room, sits down at the piano, closes the lid, and then does nothing for 4 minutes 33 seconds. He actually opens and closes the lids a couple of times at very specific points, but it doesn't actually make any sound, or not any intentional sound. And so what you hear instead, because there is really no such thing as pure silence anywhere, I mean, you're always going to hear, ultimately you'll hear a beating heart or your nervous system, you'll hear something. You'll hear the space around you, you'll hear trucks driving by, you'll hear babies in the hallway. You're always hearing something. And that was the point. That was a point of the composition. So I expected that people would want to hear that, the original 4 minutes 33 seconds performance. And in the spirit of the fact that any performance is unique for that particular audience, I thought I would offer up a spin on that, which would be, you can have, so if you go to WRK.org and that John Cage webpage, there's a couple suggested ways to have your own personal 4 minute 33 second performance. And the one that I would be involved in is If you call in to the radio station at 404-894-2468, I will take your call, and then I will put you on hold for 4 minutes and 33 seconds. And you will hear whatever you hear. Maybe phone noise, maybe your next-door neighbor playing something. And it'll be your own personal 4-minute, 33-second performance. We're going to finish out this album here. This is Variations 4 by John Cage, 1965. You are listening to part of the John Cage tribute series here on WREK Atlanta, 91.1 FM, and WREK.org on the internet.
Posso trovare qualche cosa da mangiare durante il viaggio?
Donnez-moi la carte. Je voudrais du pain, du beurre, de la soupe, de la viande, du bœuf, des œufs, des légumes, des pommes de terre, de la salade, du lait, du vin, du sucre.
They're destroying all that good in my human way. Why don't they leave it from my own? There was quite a few discords with a garbage this morning.
just like other women. It's so terrific, it might fatigue. As they burn up their body sugar, their wing beat pauses. They stop through exhaustion. Listen to the fatigue of this hornet. She starts off on an 11-minute flight like this.
Of course, you know what it means. It's a long piece of cord impregnated with gunpowder. When you strike a match and light it, it burns traditionally, sparkly as the end.
At this very moment, shining us all, we must...
Thank you.
I myself could give you or take you by the hand and lead you to a dozen or more happily married lovers, people who've been 14 lovers to begin with and 14 husbands who adore each other, where romance still carries on year after year.
And of course one hopes and one knows there are
these. It is not unreal to be in love and stay in love and to have a few rose-colored spectacles.
I love very novels, but I don't suit like a little kick in the dialogue, which shows that the author's mind is fresh.
And there you have it, John Cage's album Variations 4 from 1965. The one that I played was published by Legacy International. It was Legacy catalog number 439. Looks like it came out just after Cage passed away in 1992. That last piece you heard was excerpts from 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. This performance, the actual performance that occurred in Los Angeles in August 1965, was a six-hour performance, and so this entire CD, 65 minutes long, is just excerpt from that entire performance. You have been listening to John Cage for the past hour and 20 minutes. This is part of the John Cage tribute series. We did this last night. We had an overview show from 7 to 9 p.m. Some more material at midnight last night. This album tonight, which we just finished. Tomorrow night, we will finish up the series with two shows. At 10 p.m. is a live at Rec performance with several people appearing on stage at the venue here on campus in the Student Center where Live at Rec has their performances, and then they run the sound into the studio and out to you via the FM airwaves and the internet. And then at midnight, we'll have the last segment of the series, which is Indeterminacy, 1959 album, which I save for last because it's the longest. I need to, brace myself for that. And finally, if you go to wrek.org, you have, there's a feature post there on this series. We already have, I've already set up links to the archive of Sunday's overview show that ran from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and also downloadable MP3s. You can download it and listen to it on your own time away from the internet. And I'll also have those similar links for the shows that have they have midnight show last night and tonight's show. But you can figure that out for yourself. You just go to the schedule link and, figure it out. Thanks for listening. This is WRK Atlanta. Now we're going to move into regular rotation here at WRK. I think we've got Steve Roach next, and then we're going to get into Rex's nighttime programming, which is John Cage often falls into. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow night, 10 p.m.